The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. I want to get into this story about protecting eagle eggs. It's a fascinating. And if not so sad, it would be a hysterical story about eagle eggs. But first, during the break, I got my latest Sojo mail from the Sojourners. Yes, Jim Wallace and the Sojourners. And most of you know Jim Wallace is the grand poobah of the social justice movement. Well, he's got a new book out, and he's pushing it heavy. And the name of the book is Christ in Crisis, What We Need to Reclaim Jesus. Pardon me, Jim Wallace. Jesus does not need to be reclaimed. He's just fine. Talked to him this morning. In fact, I talked to him several times today, and he's okay. He's just fine. The very title of the book, for me, is unbelievably offensive. Christ in Chaos. Christ is not in chaos. He is fine. Some of his followers are a real mess, but he is okay. The subtitle, An Essential Guide to Spiritual Resistance in the Trump Era. Really? And then he has an accompanying editorial promoting his book. In fact, it says, this column explores the themes in Jim Wallace's new book, Christ in Crisis, Why We Need to Reclaim Jesus. The title of the editorial, Antichrist Politics Versus the Politics of Jesus. Now, wait. I remember back when George W. Bush was president. Remember that? George W. Bush said very, very little about his faith. In reality, Barack Obama talked much, much more about his faith, much more about Jesus, much more about God. Barack Obama talked much, much more about religion, faith, and so forth than George W. Bush ever did. But the news media portrayed George W. Bush as some crazy, kooky, wild-eyed religious fanatic. Remember that? He was presented that way all the time. He was a crazy right-wing fundamentalist, Christian fanatic. And the liberal left said constantly during the presidency of George W. Bush, keep religion out of politics. Keep Jesus out of politics. Don't bring Jesus into politics. All right, let's go back a little further. The Moral Majority. Remember when Jerry Falwell organized the Moral Majority with some other people? Cal Thomas was a part of that and so forth at the time. And the liberal left at that time said, keep religion out of politics. Keep Jesus out of politics. That was the mantra constantly from the religious left. Now, the political left and the religious left. Now things have flipped. And we have Jim Wallace, again, the grand poobah of the social justice movement and a standard bearer for the religious left, Antichrist politics versus the politics of Jesus. He begins this editorial by saying, in the lead up to the 2020 election, we're being told that our primary choice is between different candidates and political parties. I believe the real choice is something deeper and more urgent. I believe the real choice is between the politics of Jesus and Antichrist politics. Okay. Number one. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your political persuasion is. I don't care what your theological persuasion is. There is no such thing as the politics of Jesus. The very same people who said for years and years, keep Jesus out of politics. Keep Jesus out of politics. The very same left-wing people are now saying, we got to follow the politics of Jesus. I got news. Well, it's not news to most of you because you know that. The world of Jesus' time tried to get him into the political discussions of his day. They tried. They tried repeatedly to draw Jesus into the political discussions of Rome. The Jews desperately tried to get Jesus to take a political stance against the Roman Empire because the Jews hated the Romans. And so the Jews said, you know, hey, we might even think about you as our Messiah if you will just tell us how much you hate Rome and why Rome is wrong. They tried to squeeze him into the politics of their day concerning Rome. He refused. The Romans tried to get Jesus, particularly during his trial and so forth, to get involved in the politics of Judaism, the Jewish religion. The Jews try to get Jesus involved in their internal politics. Because remember, at the time of Jesus, the Jewish religion was probably more politics than it was religion. They were very, very political. They were tired of being under the thumb of a foreign government. They had been under the thumb of a foreign government for 450 years, and they were sick and tired of it, and they wanted to throw off Rome. And they felt they could do that militarily and politically and so forth. And they wanted Jesus to become their political military leader and so on and so forth. So we have the Romans that tried to squeeze Jesus into their political mold. We have the Jews that tried to get Jesus to get into one of the political arenas of the Jewish religion. And Jesus refused. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. And when he gave the Sermon on the Mount, also known as the Beatitudes, Jesus laid out the constitution and bylaws of his heavenly kingdom, of which he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He was not laying out what human government should do, what the Romans should do, or the Jews should do. He laid out what the followers of Jesus and the members of the kingdom of God through the leadership of Jesus should be involved in. There is no such thing as the politics of Jesus. Don't allow anybody to drag you into who would Jesus vote for. He wouldn't vote for anybody. Jesus would not participate in political elections. He would not. He refused to get involved in politics. Now, it is true that people on the right, conservative Christians, sometimes try to drag Jesus into the political arena. It is wrong. Don't drag Jesus into the political arena. Do not dare ever say, well, this is who I think Jesus would vote for. Jesus wouldn't vote. He refused to be a part of the political conversation. He refused. He absolutely refused. So usually when Jim Wallace writes an editorial, I kind of laugh at it and I make comments about it. But this to me is deeply offensive. We got to have the politics of Jesus rather than the Antichrist policies. Now, of course, who is he talking about with the Antichrist? Donald Trump. Yeah, that's who the Antichrist is, according to Jim Wallace. And it's a crazy thing, because Jim Wallace and the liberal left hang around with the mainline Protestant denominations in America that deny the lordship of Christ, deny the deity of Christ, deny the bodily resurrection of Christ, deny the virgin birth of Christ, deny the sanctity of life. Jim Wallace hangs around the people who deny who Jesus really is. The people that he hangs around with constantly deny the very essence of who Jesus really is. And then he has the nerve to say that those people on the left adhere to the politics of Jesus, and people who are conservatives and anybody who voted for Donald Trump is a part of anti-Christ politics. That, my friends, is offensive and disgusting. It really is. It really is. All right. Well, I got that off my chest. When we come back, we'll talk about eagle eggs. Yeah, it's a fascinating story. Hang tight.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I love this story. Many of you are familiar with PragerU. This is the videos. They're anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes long, produced by Dennis Prager's people. Dennis Prager appears in some of them, but the overwhelming majority are other people. And they deal with, they've got hundreds of these PragerU videos, and they're solid gold. Well, recently, PragerU sent one of their young men by the name of Will Witt to Echo Park in Los Angeles. Echo Park is talk about an eclectic place. I haven't been there for years. But Echo Park was the place where all the hippies hung out years ago. And I think through the years, it has just remained a very, very eclectic place. Anyway, Will Witt with Prager University went to Echo Park, and he asked people if they would sign a petition to protect eagle eggs. Okay, eagle eggs. Now, by the way, it is a federal crime not just to destroy eagle eggs, but to even move them. You can't touch them. It is a federal crime to even touch the egg of an eagle. Well, obviously PragerU knows this, but wanted to see the reaction to a petition to protect eagle eggs. Now, what are eagle eggs? Yeah, unborn eagles, right? Right? Class? Yeah. Okay. Eagle eggs are unborn eagles. So Will Witt went around Echo Park asking people, would you sign a petition to protect eagle eggs? And then he records their response. Everybody that he asked willingly signed his petition. Of course, we have to protect eagle eggs. Unborn eagles. One Roman remarked as she grabbed a pen to sign the petition, you know, eagles are people too. Uh-huh. Another woman said, well, I hope you do save the eagles. Another woman said. Eagles are, yeah, okay. So anyway, then, after he asked them if they would sign the petition to save unborn eagles, eagle eggs, then he asked them, Would you sign a petition to save unborn humans? Unborn humans. And the results are incredible. Almost every person that was willing to sign the petition to save unborn eagles said, no, I can't sign a petition to save unborn humans. The very woman that said, you know, eagles are people too, took her pen back when she was asked to sign a petition about abortion. And she says, no, I'm pro-abortion. I am sorry. The woman who said, well, I do hope you will save the eagles, said, concerning the petition for unborn babies, she said, quote, well, I don't agree. I fully support abortion. According to the story, what reasons did they give for protecting eagle eggs and not human children in the womb? One woman said, well, it's the mother's decision. Then she added, a human woman should have more rights, probably, than a bald eagle. Now, listen to that. Analyze that. Dissect that. She said, when she was asked, okay, you don't want eagle eggs, unborn eagles destroyed, but would you support saving unborn humans? She said, it's the mother's decision. A human woman should have more rights, probably, than a bald eagle. Do you get what she missed completely? What she didn't understand is that unborn eagles have more rights than unborn humans. Think about that. The general consensus in Echo Park in Los Angeles by this person who was going around having petitions signed, the average thought, the majority thought was, unborn eagles are more important and have more rights than an unborn human being. Thus, we have illustrated the inconsistency and the hypocrisy of the liberal left. Just phenomenal. It's just incredible. That, again, is a PragerU. I recommend that you look up the PragerUs on YouTube. Now, about 300 of them have been banned, particularly the one that deals with the Ten Commandments because it uses the word murder. Yeah, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder. But there are many of them that are still there, and there really are. They're very, very good. Hey, folks, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I'm just saying it. I really do appreciate it. And I hope you have a great, great evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.